You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Cloud Ribbon is a new exhibition by Catherine Tiu at Object Space. Catherine is a textile-based artist who currently lives in Tairua in the Coromandel Peninsula. In beaded compositions and woven wall hangings, Cloud Ribbon explores Catherine's own cultural heritage and craft practice by reflecting on intersections of Asian and European cultural histories. Sophia spoke with Catherine about the show and some of the research that went into it.
And so this show, Cloud Ribbon, really tells a story that reflects intersections of Asian and European cultural histories, as well as reclaiming Chinese identities into Aotearoa's colonial craft history. Could you talk a little bit about how this show reflects and has been influenced by your own cultural identity?
I think I realised that I was really comfortable working within kind of Western art models and artists in this project. I kind of really wanted to re-educate myself a bit about Chinese material craft history and also looking at Chinese Aotearoa artists like Guy Nang, Ron Sang, who's an architect, and Waylon Elliott. So I also did some research at Te Papa and Auckland Museum looking at their Chinese textile and ceramic collections, but also more wide than that, but I sort of narrowed down my research to look at that for the show.
Yeah, could you tell me a little bit more about that research process?
Yep. So looking at the museum collections, I was looking at textiles, because being a textile-based artist, and I saw some of the work that I saw in Te Papa was a dragon robe, which is a court gown, and I think it's amazing actually to get in behind the sea collections, because I've probably seen them on display, but I didn't realise sort of the level of stitching involved. And I could also see like the marks that the master would have drawn out and for their embroiderers to use. But yeah, so it was sort of an interesting process. But then it was also like, how do I incorporate this into my works that I was working on, which can be problematic. But yeah, with the dragon robe, I was really struck by these kind of really geometric sharp stripes, and they sort of informed the colourway of two of the woven works and also the gradation, the formal gradation of the work. But yeah, again, there's this cross-cultural tension where I sort of looked at European textile samplers or weaving samplers, and I've incorporated sort of the dragon robe formal qualities and also Chinese numerology into them. So sort of re-indigenising loom weaving for me, because I sort of thought of it as quite a colonial craft, but actually Chinese history had in loom weaving goes back to the Han dynasty, so yeah, a long time back.
Yeah, like I found those woven wall hangings really beautiful, but as well as that, I found the background behind your beaded compositions really cool and connecting the blue and white porcelain from Qing Dynasty China and the seminal willow pattern that came into fashion in the 18th century England. Could you talk a little bit about those works and in general how you've implemented those for this exhibition?
Yeah, sure. So I was looking at these six blue and white beaded tapestries, quite delicate. It's like thousands of beads in each one. There's like 18,000 beads, I think, we've counted. I initially looked at the willow pattern because it's just such a well-known, accessible pattern. So I'm really interested in mass-produced objects that sort of overlap Asian material culture and East and West cultures and intersect other cultures. I've worked with the Hong Kong shopper bag before, so it was quite natural to probably look at the willow pattern. I was looking at the willow pattern in particular. One of the works has a cloud in it, which I called the batwing cloud. At Te Papa, I saw what are these creatures? I thought they were moths or something, but there were lots of bats. They're good luck for Chinese material culture and pattern. And so I've inserted in one of the willow beaded works a cloud which is shaped based on a batwing cloud. But I was sort of thinking about, the West sort of thinking of bats as evil, and for Chinese it's a good luck symbol. So and also I was thinking about the pandemic, how with the bat that they were a source of COVID, even though there's theories around that, but yeah, I was just thinking about that tension, reconfiguring the willow pattern a bit, and that led on to looking at things, honouring sort of Guy Nang and Ron Singh and Waylon Elliott by using that same blue and white colour palette, which is which was so well known as a Chinese porcelain thing. Actually, Porcelain Fever, which was the West had such a interest in this, in the blue and white porcelain, it became so popular that I think the willow pattern came out of that because it was easier to produce their own than to actually get the porcelain. And just the idea that the blue and white tradition was all hand-painted by artisans, whereas willow pattern is printed and engraved and printed and mass-produced. So with the Guy Nang house, I beaded his home that he designed and built for his family, and it was based on a photo from about 1970. And there's like the sort of New Zealand modernism, but also he implemented lots of Chinese architecture and feng shui into his building. And then he also had a studio based there, so I'm based at home, so I was interested in the sort of relationship between domestic space and art practice. And the next house, the next beading is the Brake House, which is quite well known. It was Ron Singh's design for Brian Brake, the photographer, who, you know, is really well known for his photography of the East as well. And apparently his studio was in the downstairs part of that house. Apparently Guy Nang introduced Ron Singh to Brian Brake, so there's a connection, and Guy Nang came and helped with some of the landscaping and the feng shui of the garden and things like that. And the last two works, beaded works, are based on Waylon Elliott, who is an incredible maker. She's been making for 70 years or seven decades. And I met her about 10 years ago at the Chinese artist hui that we had at Corbin Estate Art Centre. And then last year when I was at Driving Creek on residency, I made sure I tried to spend some time with her. She was super generous with her time and showed me her Chinese textile collection and all her paintings. And Waylon was part of a really dear friend of Barry Brickell and was part of Driving Creek Pottery and Railway sort of from the beginning. And I just felt like she wasn't that well known and I really wanted to spend some time with her. So I've depicted her studio at Driving Creek, her pottery studio, which she still has today. And it used to be Barry Brickell's painting studio. And I've also depicted her kiln and her backyard, which is a phoenix kiln. And with that one, I just love that it's called a phoenix kiln, but it's actually not Asian. It's like phoenix America, some kind of design. But I've also depicted the clouds in that around Waylon's kiln are based on textiles that I saw in her collection, the cloud motif, which is one of the oldest motifs and used across Chinese visual and material culture.
That's so interesting. I love all the different influences you've drawn on for this exhibition. It makes for a really interesting conversation. Thank you. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
So at the show, there's a poka poka that we've produced with Object Space, and it's free, and it's got a essay. It's got a fabulous, I did an interview with Waylon Elliott in it, full-length interview, and a essay by Grace Bly from the Applied Arts Curator from Auckland Museum. So yeah, when you see the show, you're welcome to grab a copy.
That was Catherine speaking to Sophia about Cloud Ribbons, an exhibition at Object Space that's on until the 18th of August. The opening event is tonight from 6 p.m, along with other shows by Chris Weaver and Jack Hadley in response to Don Driver.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.